Welcome to Enabled, the weekly program about people just like you who are dealing with issues of vision loss. The program is designed to encourage you through news you can use, inspirational stories, and interviews. I'm Nancy Zimmer, your host for Enabled. Thank you for joining me. I came upon a new source for information to share with you. It's called Blind New World. It's a collaboration between Perkins School for the Blind and the fairly new news source called Upworthy. Topics will include dating, working, and using a smartphone. This comes, as I said, from the online news source Upworthy. A little bit about them first. Their motto is, "Because we are all part of the same story." And they have a mission. Upworthy is on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. Upworthy believes that stories about important issues can and should be great stories. Stories for everyone. Stories that connect us and sometimes even change the world. The stories that I have for you today, the news stories, are actually a partner story. Upworthy gives you a full disclosure by saying that Upworthy was paid by the Perkins School for the Blind to promote this as part of an Upworthy collaboration called Blind New World. And they say that they are really selective about the partnerships that they form, and they promise they will always be upfront with you about them. So I have three stories to share with you today. The first one is about dating, or actually, I can see it as making any kind of new friendships or new personal relationships. Secondly, we're going to look at the world of work for a person who is blind. And the third story that I'll be sharing is all about apps for a smartphone, how to make your smartphone smarter. The first article, 10 Things to Learn About Dating a Blind Person. There are few greater thrills than meeting someone amazing for the first time. So much happens in those first few moments. Maybe it's their eyes and the way they sparkle in the light. Maybe it's their smile and how it makes the corners of their eyes crinkle in just the right way. Maybe. All you know is that with just one look, something is a little bit different. Just as Ed Sheeran says, everything has changed. For people who see, so much of what is felt in those first few moments comes from the way a person looks. But what if you couldn't see them? Would you still feel the same way about them after a first meeting? It's a real question, and one that people who are blind or have low vision get asked a lot. To get a better understanding, we asked a few individuals what they wish sighted people knew about dating them. Number one, they may not be able to see you, but first impressions still do matter. A quote, "The concept of a first impression in a meeting for us is not quite similar to what you are familiar with," says Florian Byers, a 12-year-old computer science student from the Netherlands. He continues, "You can see the style of their clothes, the way they look, but we don't get these details. There is, of course, someone's smell, someone's voice, but they don't always tell the same story as what you would be seeing. It takes us a bit longer to actually form an opinion about someone. Still, if you didn't make an effort to dress up for the date, if you are uncomfortable, or even if you are uninterested in the date, it is going to show." The quote, "I don't have to see their facial reactions to tell if they want to get out of there, if they're bored," says Tanya Milojevic. She's 27 years old and she works at the library at the Perkins School for the Blind. She continues, "I am also interested in how they look to a point, so when I meet somebody, I give them a hug. The hug shows me what they look like in a sense, and that helps form my impression of them," she adds. The second point they make in things you can learn about dating a blind person, scent is important. There's a lot of unseen stuff that folks notice that shapes their attraction to someone new. Smells, the ones we cultivate, or the ones we don't even realize we have, are a big part of that. A quote, "Body odor is a big one," says Milojevic. "If they smell like sweat or beer and they didn't brush their teeth, I am not going to be interested." The next point, number three, sound is also important. Like scent, the sound of a potential partner can go a long way to affecting how attracted a person will be to them. It's more than the timbre of a voice. It's everything from the sound of their breathing to their chewing to what their shoes sound like when they walk. Word choices and volume are key, too. A quote, "Their voice is important to me," Milojevic says. "I pay attention to their conversation skills, but also what their voice sounds like." She continues, noting, "You can definitely tell when you meet somebody whether they put a lot of emotion and emphasis into their voice. I personally like that because I can learn a lot about them as a person, and I know how they are reacting if they put a lot more passion into their voice. It's easier to read them." Number four, spontaneity is fun, but dating is often easier for people who are blind when they can plan ahead. Until Elon Musk and Google replace all cars with perfectly self-driving ones, getting around wide distances will continue to be a bit of a challenge for people who are blind and have low vision. Many people, blind and sighted, rely on public transportation and the schedules that come with it. Having the time to plan travel in advance is important. Number five, don't write off activities like going to movies or to the theater. There are apps and tools for that. Going to the movies or to a play are time-honored dating activities. Those don't have to be off-limits because you're dating someone who has a visual impairment. Lots of movie theaters are now equipped with audio descriptions so that moviegoers can fill in the gaps for scenes that don't have dialogue or narration. And if you aren't sure if it's something that a blind or low-vision friend would enjoy, just ask. Better to not assume, better just to ask, says Milojevic. Number six, open communication is a key to any relationship, and asking questions is okay. Every relationship will eventually fall apart if the people in it don't trust each other enough to talk honestly. So talking and asking questions on a date is one of the best ways to get over any awkwardness. A quote, "If you are unsure about something, just ask. We don't bite," said Byers. People start walking on eggshells when they're around someone with a disability, and that's something that you shouldn't do. And another quote, "Asking questions is actually a wonderful way to get conversations going and to put yourself at ease," notes Milojevic. "We don't get offended easily, for the most part, and sometimes just asking, is there something that I should avoid bringing up that might offend you? This type of a question is helpful and will put them at ease because usually we will say no." Byers then adds, "When you start a relationship with someone who can see and you cannot yourself, at some point, these things are going to come to light anyway. So you might as well start out knowing what you're comfortable talking about, what you feel comfortable discussing, and what you don't feel comfortable talking about. This is only going to help you to grow closer." Byers has been with his girlfriend, who was sighted, for more than 2 years. They met at a friend's party, and he said they grew closer because they had open communication from the beginning. He says if both parties try to not be awkward with each other, I think you come a lot further and you can develop this chemistry that will grow a lot faster, he says. Point number seven, don't diminish the relationship between a blind dog and their guide dog. I'm sorry, I think I said that wrong. Don't diminish the relationship between a blind person and their guide dog. For a relationship between a person and their service animal to work, they both need to trust each other implicitly. Potential partners need to be comfortable with always having a third four-legged wheel around and not distracting the service animal from their important daily duties. A quote, "If they don't like dogs or they're allergic, I don't pursue it because I know it's not going to work out," said Milojevic. Number eight point, they don't need a savior or a servant. They say having a partner who is helpful can be wonderful, but not when it comes at the expense of being self-reliant. In an interview with Tabs View, blind dater Abby described her experiences with an ex-boyfriend who used her condition as an excuse to do everything for her. She said, "I would ask him not to pick me up somewhere because I have a guide dog. I wanted to walk on the pretty days, she said. But he would pick me up anyway, and it just drove me crazy after a while. I would tell him, hey, just meet me at home, or something like that. He sometimes would be okay with it, but it got to a point where he would use my visual impairment to his advantage. Milojevic also had a particularly bad and creepy date with a man who enjoyed helping just a little too much. She said the person was very interested in the whole process of helping me out, even if I didn't really need the help. And the person liked the fact that traveling around an unfamiliar area, I was depending on them, she recalls. It was more like they liked having the whole dependent and codependent thing going on at that moment. And I don't know, I didn't like that. It kind of freaked me out. I am capable of doing things myself, she explains. I don't want the person to feel like they have to do everything for me. If I'm in a relationship, I want to feel like I'm equal. And the ninth point they make, blind people date using a lot of the same tools and apps you do, though nothing beats meeting in person. There are a few specialized dating apps and websites for people who are blind or have low vision, but most don't offer the same wide pool of potential dates. As a result, more and more people using the same dating websites and apps that everyone uses, or at least the ones that are accessible to screen readers. Milojevic says she used to have an online dating profile, but that it isn't her favorite way to meet people. I had a few experiences on there where it just didn't go anywhere, she says. Also, not all parts of dating websites were accessible to her. She said there was a lot on there, a lot of advertisements, and it would freeze up my page, so I got frustrated with it. She prefers meeting people at events or on websites like Meetup, where she can get to know someone face-to-face. And then the final point they suggest in this article, relationships matter because we are people and we matter. It's a fact. Not everyone in the world will seem attractive to everyone else, but all of us, regardless of who we are and what we like, deserve the chance to find love and happiness. Whether you are sighted, blind, or in between, remembering our basic shared humanity is essential. Well, next we have more from the Upworthy's collaboration with the Perkins School. The collaboration is called Blind New World. The next article is about the world of work. There are blind doctors, lawyers, and athletes. It's time more workplaces caught up. If the first thing you think of when you hear blind person is all the things they can't do, this campaign is for you. There are more than 23 million people who are blind or have experienced vision loss in the United States and Canada. They are doctors, lawyers, and professional athletes. They are actors, writers, and daredevils. They love skiing, dancing, and watching movies. While being blind or visually impaired has little bearing on people's ability to do many jobs, it does affect their ability to get the job in the first place. Fred LeBlanc knows this all too well. Fred LeBlanc is the star of a PSA created by the Canadian National Institute for the Blind, it's abbreviated CNIB. After 29 years working as a firefighter, he began to lose his sight in 2011. A diagnosis of legal blindness followed soon after. In an interview with the CNIB, he talked about how his diagnosis made him doubt his abilities to remain in the workforce. He said, I questioned myself. If I struggled with everyday tasks, how was I going to lead a fulfilling career? With the support of the CNIB and other blind workers, LeBlanc found his confidence. He decided to run for the position of 13th District Vice President with the International Association of Firefighters, a job he still holds. He said, I thought, why can't I do what I set out to do? I had to tell myself, don't be silly. This is not your fault. There's nothing to be ashamed of, he told CNIB. In Canada, the statistics show that 60% of people of working age are employed. That number drops to just 32% for people who are visually impaired. Similarly, according to the latest data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, only about one-third of working-age Americans with visual impairments or blindness were employed in September of 2016. Diane Bergeron, the executive director of CNIB, says that it's not for lack of trying. In an interview with the Toronto Star last month, she relayed her frustration, saying, "We go out, we get an education, and then we come out of education, and when we want a job, there's no job to be had." Well, according to the CNIB, creating a workplace that's inclusive and welcoming for blind and sighted workers isn't as daunting as it might seem. Jim Lee, chief of staff to the general president of the International Association of Firefighters, is Fred LeBlanc's boss at the IAFF. For him, working with Fred was a mind-opening experience. Prior to working with Fred LeBlanc, Lee had no experience interacting with someone who was blind or partially sighted. Lee, the boss, quickly saw firsthand that LeBlanc's abilities didn't change, even though his vision did. A quote, "Unless he tells you, you probably wouldn't know that Fred has a vision loss," Lee told the CNIB. His abilities didn't change at all. To accommodate his colleague's vision loss, Lee and his team made minor adjustments to their workplace. Rather than printing hard copies, they focus on email correspondence. The documents, when they do have documents, use an off-white background to provide easier visual contrast. Realizing how little things needed to change helped Lee understand that vision impairment doesn't mean that workers needed to exit or stay out of the workforce. A quote, "People with visual impairments have a lot to offer," said LeBlanc. "They just need the opportunity to prove that. Employers have to give them a chance to come in and show what they can do. A lot of employers would be amazed." It would be easy to tell a story about blindness that focuses on depressing statistics around working or employment. After all, there are a lot. But the real power is in flipping that story to one of empowerment. Whether they choose to become athletes, artists, or professionals, individuals who are blind can and do lead rich, fulfilling lives like anyone else. It's time to elevate the work experience of people like Fred LeBlanc and remind everyone that blind workers can thrive in whatever career they desire when employers give them the chance. And once again, this article was from a collaboration between Upworthy, a news source, and the Perkins School for the Blind. The last article is all about the apps. There are some mighty clever apps, the headline reads, mighty clever apps making smartphones work harder for blind users. Making smartphones even more intelligent and more inclusive. The article starts out by saying when Braille was invented in the early 1800s, it was world-changing and life-altering. Louis Braille was only 15 when he invented the world's first written language for the blind. Inspired by a language of raised dots used by French army officers when they were able to communicate silently at night on the battlefield, Braille envisioned a simple series of tactile raised dots to help translate the written word into something that could be read by people who are blind. His innovation helped bring the worlds of blind and sighted people closer than ever before. Now, whip-smart mobile phone developers are building off his work to keep our world connected and inclusive with helpful mobile apps that assist people with visual challenges in their daily life. Downloading these apps and using them regularly is one small but meaningful way everyone can make the world more inclusive and accessible for people with vision challenges. Dozens of apps abound online, but here are some of our current favorites. Now, I will admit I've looked into some of these. They apply to some sighted people giving some help, as well as to some blind people who might need some help. We'll mention that as we go through them. First of all, contribute to a blind person's experience of a neighborhood with an app called Blind Ways, B-L-I-N-D-W-A-Y-S. Blind Waze is a navigation app for iPhone that picks up where GPS navigation leaves off. Through information provided by sighted members of the community, there you go, this app guides blind travelers to the closest bus stop sign with easy-to-understand navigational clues. Best of all, it's user-powered and updated regularly. So the next time you're walking around the block to the store, take a few seconds to open this app and share some information that will help a blind person get around. It's only available in Boston right now, but they are hoping to expand to other areas. Blind Waze is the name of that app for Boston people. Keep your eyes and ears open for it, for a neighborhood near you. The next app is called Be My Eyes. This app connects sighted and blind people for momentary acts of kindness. And this is something I think I really could do. The write-up says, do you want to help a blind person navigate a quick challenge? Be My Eyes is the answer. This iPhone app connects blind or visually impaired users with sighted helpers through a live audio-video connection. Blind users can point their phone camera at an object or a place they'd like assistance with, like installing the batteries correctly or checking the expiration dates on foods. And then sighted users can lend their eyes. For sighted users, it's a lovely way to be generous with a few minutes of your time. And that app, once again, is called Be My Eyes. The next app, access Braille and audio versions of some 50,000 books with the Bard, B-A-R-D, mobile app. Have an Apple mobile device? Load it up with more than 50,000 books, magazines, and music scores, courtesy of the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. This is part of the Library of Congress. It works with Bluetooth-enabled Braille keyboards, too. This app, once again, is called Bard, B-A-R-D. And here's one that I actually have on my iPhone right now. Listen to radio stations with content by and from blind and visually impaired people with Cero, S-E-R-O, or Cero. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. S-E-R-O is the app. They describe it by saying, finding community with people experiencing life in the same way you are is an important part of being blind or visually impaired. The Cero family formerly was called iBlink Radio. The Cero app for iPhones collects radio stations, reading services, which is what you're listening to right now, which is why I have the app on my phone. You can listen to it live through Cero. It also connects podcasts of interest to blind people or to their caregivers or to their friends. Every station is owned or operated by people with limited or no eyesight. This app is called Cero, S-E-R-O, and I know you can even set up favorites on it. And I have Reach Out Radio as one of the favorites on my Cero app. Okay, enough self-promotion. Next, we have an app called Ariadne, and it's an Ariadne GPS app that combines navigation and narration to help people find their way. This is an excellent talking map service. It was designed with the blind in mind. Users can navigate using their finger on the screen, while Ariadne gives them verbal and tactile clues about the world around them. Crossing the street, the iPhone will vibrate. Need a bus or train stop? Ariadne will let users know. That is spelled A-R-I-A-D-N-E, Ariadne GPS app for your, I think it's for iPhones. It doesn't say specifically. Yes, it says iPhones. Okay, the next app we're talking about is Turn Sunshine into Sound with the Light Detector app. Need to get changed and want to make sure the blinds are closed? The Light Detector app for iPhone and Android shows the source of light in any room by transforming it into a sound. Users simply point the camera at a light source, or where you expect there would be one, and the app creates a sound that rises or falls in intensity depending on the brightness of the light. This one, once again, is called Light Detector. The next apps are called Talking Goggles and or the KNFB Reader. These are apps that help blind folks experience Google Glass without using the dorky hardware. If there's text on something, like a street sign, a poster, or even a bottle of shampoo, Text reading apps like Talking Goggles and the KNFB Reader can recognize it and read it out loud to you. Users can point the phone's camera at what they want to be read, and the app does the rest. Even better, it works on both iPhone and Android, and it can read in different languages and uses the correct accent. The next app, you need to know what's in front of you right now. This iPhone app lets users tap, tap, and see. What's in the pantry? Is it a can of peaches or a can of baked beans? Tap, tap, see helps blind or visually impaired users identify the objects around them with a quick click of their iPhone or Android device camera. Once a photo was taken, a voiceover will share what the object is. A very useful app for blind and sighted folks as well. This one's called Tap Tap See. Next, we have Make Sorting Money Easier with the Look Tell Money Reader. With or without a visual impairment, sorting through America's uniformly green bills can be a challenge when you're in a rush to pay. Fortunately, the Look Tell Money Reader, this is an app for iPhone, removes the chance of confusion. Turn on the app, point the camera at the bill, and Look Tell will announce the denomination out loud. That app is spelled L-O-O-K-T-E-L. And there's another one you can make sure your pants and shirt match with Color ID. That's what the app is called. If you're searching for your lucky green tie, if you want to know if the cat you're petting is brown or silver, Color ID can help. And like most of the apps on this list, all it takes is pointing your mobile phone camera at the object, and Color ID does the rest. Well, now a reminder of this, these were three stories made available through the online news service called Upworthy and their collaboration with the Perkins School for the Blind. The series is now called Blind New World. Well, here's something for you to think about. It's a quote from a minion. Do you know what a minion is? Well, it's a little 3D animated cartoon character. He's all yellow on top. He has one big eye in the middle. He wears sort of blue overall type things on the bottom. With all his cartoon character wisdom, he says, "Smart cars, smart TVs, smart phones. When will they start making smart people?" Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great week. You've been listening to Enabled, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Our technical director is Maureen Rich, and I'm Nancy Zimmer. I hope you'll join me again next week for more updates and information and encouraging stories. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen to it at our website, wxxi.org.